follow to a tunnel of its own, down a hollow to a cavern where the sun has never shone.
Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, hello, everyone. My producer, one of my producers, just puts on my screen, I believe you came to the USA in 1947. I'm not sure of that. I'm a little bit, it's a long way back. Because I went to Africa first. You know, this is the second hour of the Roy Masters program, advice line. 800-866-8883, and I was trying to figure out how long did I came to this free country when it was free. It's not free anymore. You've already lost it. You've lost it in your head. And this is what the program is about, to help you to recover the innocence of a little child. Unless you become as a little child, unless you become as, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. So what I was saying in the first hour, you really need to hear the first hour in order to understand the second one. So you can always go to my website. I think it has two buttons. One is to listen to me live, and the other one is to listen to the program repeated over and over again till the next day, right up to the next program. If it's Friday, you have to wait till Monday. Okay, fair enough? So, we've had a very good program today. Very interesting callers. And I'd like to remind you that what you're about to receive, may the Lord be, may you be, all of you be truly thankful, because what I'm going to talk to you about on this program is everything negative about you, and the negative thing about you is that it isn't you that's negative. It isn't you that does the doubting. So I know that you have lots of doubt, and then you have false confidence. There's two wrong things. When it comes to everything, there's two ways of loving. There's two kinds of love. There's one of the world and one who created the universe. Okay? Two different masters. So there's two of everything. I'm trying to get you to see that there's two kinds of achievement. Seek first the kingdom of God. Seek first the kingdom, and all other things will be added to you. But then the other one is to seek the things themselves. Seeking that first, the stuff, as a purpose. And the reason why you would have that goal of pride and the motivation to achieve is because you've lost your way the day you were born. You lost it. And your parents could have made you feel like you're useless and pushed you to religion or pushed you to education. And you may have rebelled against it. That's one reaction. So you become, you just can't do anything much. But maybe you did the right thing by rebelling, because so you might also come to common sense, and whereby had you have obliged and followed the pressure, instead of rebelling, you would have become very intellectual and clever. But tendency of knowledge, whether it's Bible knowledge or technical knowledge and scientific knowledge, it doesn't make any difference. If you push too hard to be good at it, to make something of yourself, it's all about you and your purpose. And the purpose may not be that. So everybody has a purpose. Like, I had a purpose, but I didn't. I just learned, you know, I wondered what my purpose was. And it turned out to be what I'm doing. It turned out that I was interested in science, but I wanted to be a scientist. I thought when I was a kid, that would be nice. But it wasn't a goal. It was just a thought that, well, you know, like a person would think as a kid, what you'd like to be when you grow older. And then it was cool. I'd say, well, if I couldn't be a scientist, I would want to be a doctor. Well, guess what? My father died. That was impossible. But I took interest in hypnosis for some reason. And that's what I'm going to be talking about. What I've learned about hypnosis is everybody is hypnotized, and they don't know it. And if you're born in Borneo, you'd be a cannibal, and you'd never get out of it. And you'd eat people, and they would eat you. And that's what we do to each other, don't we? Psychologically, we do that to each other. We do unto others what was done unto us. Well, you know what I'm looking at? I'm looking at, what is it? I had a little book here, and it's not here anymore. Good Lord. The Constitution. It's a good thing I have it on my screen. Oh, there it is on the floor. You'll pardon me? I can read off the screen better than I can read from this little book. The screen tends to make my eyes sort of crisscross, so I sometimes miss the one line and look at the next line instead. And then my eyes are not good enough to read this little one, but I do my best. Is that okay with you? I want to talk to you about the Declaration of Independence. And I wanted to express it in my own independent way. Now, I said about you, Americans, that you do not know what freedom is. That you're born subject. See, because we're not cannibals or ISIS, where everybody is the same or dead or in the soup pot. See, in America, we are born to be free. The trouble is, whatever culture you come from is extended through you. But it's the same snake. It's the same paradise lost transformation. And to add to it, to make the point from a biblical point of view, through one man's sin, and death through sin, when I mean through one man, in other words, because you have hearkened unto the voice of your wife, there is the spoken word. So you listen to the spoken word and not to the unspoken word. Let me play with this and I'll get to whatever I just said a few minutes ago about the Declaration of Independence. So you see, so if what is the Bible saying is true, you'll find it operating through the ladies. There's something about women that cannot help but want to spoil their men and rule them, or bully them into submission, or seduce them into submission. And yet they hate the man for doing it, because that what they really want is the wordless word inside a man to say, no, not tonight, Josephine. You can't do that. That's wrong. But to know what right is and to have the authority of the unspoken words spoken through you as I am speaking the unspoken word speaking to me. I can't put this together myself. I'd fall apart. If I try to write something, I'll lose it. I just lost the Declaration of Independence. I might not even do that. It may come out different. It's a choice between, it's basically is an inclination. I want to do the right thing. And to discuss the Declaration of Independence as I would lines and verses from the Bible, I think is valuable, but maybe I'll not get to it. So forgive me if I stay with this for the whole hour here. But I want to give you a number to keep me on whatever road you want, because every road leads, the two roads, one to self-destruction and one to damnation, and one to salvation. And so when you come into the world of a free country, don't think you're coming into freedom. Because what is coming, what you are born into is through one man, sin, and death through sin spread through the human race. So it takes all kinds of colors and creeds and customs. Customs are suggestions to how you should live. None of them being correct. Even the Christian religion is magnificent if you understand it and not study it. That is the difference between all other religions and Christianity, but Christianity has been turned into that. So that you have 10,000 different ways of understanding Jesus. 10,000 ways of seeing him through the eyes of your preacher. And the spoken word and his charm and your affection for his sense of worth he gives you. God loves you. No, he doesn't. He doesn't love you as you are. He loves you from what you are. That's not a complete sentence, see. When you say God loves you, that's a lie. It's a lie because you didn't make the sentence. It was not me speaking. So if I'm speaking to you right now, I'm speaking you truly. The reason why I know this, because I never studied the Bible. No, I read it. But I didn't study it. I didn't try to remember it, because it's not good. Because understanding it is sufficient. And if I remember the words, it's valuable, only because he wants me to remember them. Because I can't remember them all, nor do I want to, but the ones that are germane to me. That is what I remember, because it gave me the most of not to remember it, not to make remembering it important, but enjoying it in the sense and wanting to share it with you to make a point. And the point is, I don't need to remember it. I could forget that if it's his will, it will. But I don't really care, I don't want to forget it. I like the quote. See, there are other quotes that you might find that might be more attractive to you into enlightening you and waking you up from a hypnotic trance. Your life is a hypnotic trance, and it depends on who you're born to, whether you're born into a Christian or Jewish home or Muslim home, an atheist home. You just name all the variations that you meet when you come into the world. The tendency is for you to take that on and try to rebel against it the best you can and try to be the best person you can or the worst one, because they love you so much. They're making you codependent, and you can feel the pull, and you feel the pull on your heartstrings, and you rebel. I'm not going to be a good boy. I don't want my mother to love me. I'm going to be a bad boy. So she stops loving me. But she doesn't stop loving you. She chases you right into jail. And you don't want to see her anymore. That's how bad it is, because there's something that is pulling on her to eat you a little bit. As you, basically, in that sense, she's like a cannibal. Or your father. Anybody that is capable, especially of a school teacher, anybody who is in a position of power has a way of getting to you. But all the ways of getting to you boil down to one thing. All they is that it violates you. Anything, any behavior, any cultural thinking. Any kind of super studying and filling your mind with information that has pressure behind it to achieve. Anything that does that, it robs you of your selfhood. And you may not see it that way. You may all think that your rebellion and joining a gang and the gang leader sees that you are susceptible and opens the door to that ability to do what your father did in a different way, to accept your rebellion. And therefore, you are accepted in the service of the person who is wicked, who's the gang leader. So you're running from your father and to another person who's a father that accepts your rebelliousness to pushing Christianity or anything on you. You cannot escape it one way or the other. Look for love in all the wrong places, see? So, looking for a sense of worth everywhere. And it will rise occasionally and nurture you or punish you, see? We'll be right back.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Okay, so what I'm trying to say to you, that if you're born into a Jewish house, the chances are you'll be a Jew. But then there's different sects of Judaism. There's different sects of Christianity. There's different sects of being a Muslim. You can be a killer or one who just, you know, tolerates it and doesn't want to speak up about it. But you see, the being quiet makes them an accomplice. It's the same with you. You don't stand up for yourself, makes you an accomplice. And so therefore, it's the evilest ones that survive. Because once you are in the state of being silent when you should speak, especially in America, where you're allowed to, and they won't kill you. You may not be very popular, as a matter of fact, but neither was Jesus. But still, within the framework of Judaism, there was a certain amount of freedom, not much. They were slaves of the Sadducees and the Pharisees. They're afraid of them. They're harsh laws. And so there's got to be some kind of rebellion. But the rebellion cannot be of yourself. You cannot save yourself from what was done to you when you're born. So which behavior will be planted in you? Now, it's a good thing that you're not born, well, you do see people looking to join ISIS because they are victims. They are victims and they're born victims and there's no other choice but to be a victim or a victimizer. And so that's what the attraction of ISIS is, so that you can have a sword and cut people's heads off and be the person who's in charge. So you be the victim. You can stay in England, America, or you can be the victimizer, and the bad guys will accept you and program you, and you will feel superior every time you take a head. Now, you'd be surprised how quickly there will be. Your children will turn against you if you're not careful. You have millions of people turning against their own country already. And that's because you sent them to the public schools. I warned you about that, who are full of communists. See, you've even elected a communist. See, and that's why I come to talk to you about your freedom. You're in a free fall. And I want to talk to you now about the Constitution. Are you ready? I'm going to do it like I talk to the Bible. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bounds or bonds which have connected them with one another, and to assume amongst the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. A decent respect for the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. So we hold these truths to be self-evident, just like my truths are self-evident, and more self-evident than that. But still, it's written. So you read it like the Bible, and you don't know what that is a little bit. So we hold these truths to be self-evident. Get it? That all men are created equal. That they are endowed by their Creator, absolutely, with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted amongst men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and to institute a new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall most likely affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that government long established should not be changed for the light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the form to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, then it's their right and their duty to throw off such a government and to provide new gods for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of all these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having a direct object, the establishment of absolute tyranny over the states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. Do you see? You are, by not speaking up, by just letting the talk show hosts on TV, on radio, and allowing the mainstream media to throw packs of lies and to allow your children to go to school with demolished mentality of broken teachers who've been broken by a series of breaking to demoralize and reward them for demoralizing your children. And you turn your head to such a degree that when it comes to Ritalin and Prozac, you let them go. That you can fancy Ritalin and Prozac drugs that you just look at it and say, you know, and let the psychiatrist administer it to your children so they can learn. What kind of learning is that? But you didn't stop it. There was no cry because you had. Now, let me just go back to communism. Communist Rules for Revolution, captured in Dusseldorf, May 1919 by Allied forces. 1, corrupt the force and get them away from religion, which is not a bad idea, but it's a worse idea. It's not a bad idea, but it's worse. Go from worse to worse. Okay? Because there is a certain truth about religion. You can't push it down. You shouldn't push it down. You should live by example and have not have a name to it except maybe Jesus. But you've got to be careful that you represent him and not just speak from memory, like an actor on the stage. See? So, corrupt the young, make them get away from religion. That's easy because many of them are rebellious, and they're easily hooked. And those who are Christians may not get enough Christianity to know how to stand up for themselves in the right way. And because you're dealing with absolutely pure wickedness. So you've got to be a pure goodness. Your goodness can't be verses and chapters recited. All the world's a stage. And many people, merely actors. That's what Shakespeare said. He was dead right. You know, he could only say it in a play. See, basically. He couldn't say it to the people like I'm saying it to the otherwise he'd be hung and drawn and quartered. So it make them superficial. Destroy their ruggedness. There you go. That's what's happening. By the specious argument, cause the breakdown of old moral values, honesty, sobriety, continence, faith, and the pledge word of ruggedness. Encourage civil disorders, foster a lenient, soft attitude on the part of government towards such disorders. It's this, in 1919, this was captured, the rules for a revolution, captured in Dusseldorf, May 1919, by Allied forces. Okay. Number four, divide the people into hostile groups by constantly harping on controversial matters of no importance. Don't you see it? And do you think the TV people can... Megyn Kelly, I love that woman, but she can't help you. She can just express opinions and have a little fun with it or be very serious with it, but can't change it. Can't change you one bit. You're just watching news. And you go on with your life, and no one brings you to what I'm trying to tell you. And if I do try to tell you, you may not want to hear it. And you might think I'm crazy. No, it's you're crazy. And you don't know you're crazy. You don't know that you're living somebody else's life, but so did your mother and father. And it goes back to paradise lost. Through one man's sin and death through sin spreads to the human race. So divide the people into hostile groups by continuously harping on those controversial matters, racial differences in this case. Get people's mind off their government by focusing their attention on athletics, sex books, plays, and other trivialities. Yes, yes, take your mind away. It's so wonderful to take your mind away from things you don't know how to deal with, the things you're afraid to look. You put off, you see it coming down the pike, but you tend to want to not know. You don't know how to deal with the big things. How can you deal with the little things? How can you deal with the big things which you're about to have to do? And when it comes to having to do it, it's too late. You have revolution. It's a good thing you have guns, because you can make a difference there. But I don't need to say any more about that. You are losing your freedoms. But you're born into what's the equivalent to cannibal example. In other words, but you have the freedom not to be a cannibal. You have the freedom not to be a terrorist, or to be a bad father, or to be a drunk, or a drug addict, or to be subject to anything, to be a slave of anything, which is all you are. And all the things that you get pleasure from is enslaving you. Every pleasure is another form of slavery, another inching towards hell and death. See, look around you. You're collapsing, and a spirit has arisen. Good Lord, it's a halfway house, isn't it? 800-866-8883. I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, my friends, that you represent, you are the extension of your family, whether you like it or not. Whatever you have in your mind, a feeling of worthlessness, fear, whether you feel down and out and worthless and therefore act worthless and become worthless, or become, you know, an achiever with tremendous force and power and making it. And the more you make it, the further you get from what made you. What has in store for you? Seek first the kingdom of heaven, God, and all other things will be added. No, if you're disconnected from all the other things to be added by not finding the kingdom of heaven, but by being knocked over and demoralized to the will of a parent whose parents also will them, and you go back as far as Paradise Lost. You have to understand, you have never committed a sin in your whole life. I don't care if you're a murderer. You haven't committed a sin. Why? Because the person who's committed a sin also didn't commit a sin, or who set you up to be a murderer, to be a wife beater, you name it, to die from cancer. They set you up for that. They set a behavior up, and you give of yourself to everybody, and you don't know how to give anymore, and pretty soon you're running out of energy and life force. It's the next best thing, but you die from cancer. A certain kind of cancer, which is like a blood cancer, especially that one. And I don't have the name for it. It comes and goes to me. So that's the name of things that this really... There's so many names for everything. You have to be very sophisticated to remember any of them. I just try to do the best by naming it, and you can recognize what I'm trying to say. It's much better that you reach in. Because you don't know the names of those different diseases. They have names. But I can just show you what all those different diseases are. One that makes you waste away, and so... And that doesn't show any lumps or anything like that. You just fade away. Your energy just drains you away, and your immune system does its best it can, but its immune system and the chemistry has been influenced by, as a man thinketh, so is he, kind of thing. But the thinketh thing is put into you, imprinted into you when you were born. But it doesn't happen right away. It's only when you open your eyes and you have the innocence of a little child, you have the ability to see what your parents have lost. And you have the ability not to see the extent of it, because you're not mature enough to see the politics of it, but you can see the politics of it at home, which is eventually the politics of what you should have as a nation, individuals, because you're all destroying each other, doing unto others as was done unto you. You cannot stop it. You cannot stop it. You're either a bully or you're a coward, a victim or a victimizer. And so therefore, ISIS is going to get rich, and you're going to be left with just wusses, you know, people appeasing people. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just waiting for you to give me a call and stop me in my tirade. 800-866-8883. Now, what I want you to do is find your Creator and... It is in keeping with the fact that there is a God, but the God that you experience is not the one you think. So your mind talks to you, and you have behaviors, but you only have one of two behaviors. It doesn't matter. You're a bully. See? You're a victim, or you're a victimizer. And as a victim, you can victimize. You can play the role. So if you've been if you're a victim as of a mother, and your husband comes home and he's a victim, see, doing unto others what was done to each person. So you can go all the way to having the boss having a fight with his wife, and he loses his temper and takes it out on the foreman. The foreman gets, bokus by getting more energy, more work out of the worker, and driving them hard, and that's not healthy. And then the frustration of that goes out to the wife. He comes home tired, to poop to pop, so to speak, and doesn't say much. And his wife, feels like she's being rejected, or he comes over angry and takes his frustration. It doesn't matter what happens. It is an injustice that's moving through the country. And you have to learn to endure it. And the only way you can endure it and stop it is to not be part of it. And the only way to be not part of it is to meditate in a very special way that does not exist on this earth till it was given to me in a very simple 7-minute way. Now, there's an extension to this, but I do recommend this doesn't cost you anything. It doesn't cost you a penny. Just go to my website, FHU.com, and look for the 7-minute meditation. It's right in front of your nose when you come in, staring you in the face. 7 minutes. Download it on your iPhone. What's the other one? iPhone other than the iPhone? I can't remember. Producer, can you remember that? Yeah. Are you producer? Are you dead? It's really helpful to do business with you. I depend on you to give me something every now and then, because I can't remember everything, especially the names of these strange things. iPhone, me phone. I have to sometimes play little games with myself to remember that. But I got an iPhone, don't worry. But the point is, that I don't want to get off my track here. So you can't get off the track. You can't get off. The train is still moving too fast. You've got to stop to get off the train. So if you get off the wrong, while you're if you stop at any point, you may be at the wrong place. But never mind. Metaphysically, since you got off, you're not keep going. So using that analogy, be still and know, comes into play. And it was many, many years for me to understand be still and know, but it was the one that was really, really fascinating to me. But I will tell you a story that somehow led me to it, because if you're angry and upset, then you're on that train. And, to Bangkok or to hell, whatever it is where it's taking you. But it still takes you in various ways, but it's taking you. So, and the driver of the train has got his instructions. But you're the train, basically. You can't stop. You can't stop for 1 minute. You struggle. And it speeds up the misery and suffering that you've got. There's no cure for it. You cannot save yourself. But first of all, you have to realize that you don't have it. This is not you. You've grown up as a not you. Like everybody's grown up whether you're down in the dumps or you're high in the sky and you've achieved everything you're doing, you're never going to be happy. Never. And you wonder why. It's because seek first the kingdom of God and all other things be added. You're tracking the things to be added or being angry and upset because nothing's being added. Things are not getting better. You're jealous. Now the jealousy is a resentment kind of thing. So it's the resentment that keeps it alive. Remember this, it's resentment and anger keeps it alive. Be right back. The number is 800-866-8883. Now, I would like you to go to my website. And I want you to go to my website, FHU.com, and donate. FHU.com/donate. This program is listener supported. It's the only way you're going to get this kind of information. The left wing of the socialist system here are basically Marxists, and they're taking over your country by intimidating you and intimidating the police. I'm going to go into a new phase here, and the police should respond, not be wimps, but to be stronger. See, intimidation could do two things. The wickedness of injustice, let's call the whole thing injustice, everything I've said this evening, everything is injustice, makes you unjust, same thing. You cannot produce justice. See, can't do it. You have to be saved from injustice. You have to be saved from that. And to be saved from it, you have to sit quietly. And there must be a way to stop the windshields in your mind. How is it? Windshields. What is the wind? Is it the windows of your mind? What is it? Can't remember. You remember the windmills? Yes, the windmills. It goes round and round and round and round. That's nice. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I get stuck a little bit. See, everybody's got that, and everybody got a way of dealing with it, and everybody who got a way of dealing with it is broken. You cannot deal with it. You cannot be saved. You have to understand that every person that comes into the world is caught into Adam's lot. You don't have the first experience where he's thrown out of this Eden, and through one man sin, death of sin spread the human race. So you're coming into a country that allows for you to have any religion you want. The trouble is, with any religion you want, you can be, you know, you can be an atheist if you want to. But whatever it is you want to practice, every one of those things is not freedom. You're free to be wrong. You're free to have to be programmed any way that you can be programmed and think that your program is the right way. And so when you have people like in Baltimore and in, where's the one up here, 60 miles from here, Roseburg, you can see the intimidation game. And you can see the intimidation game in the police. And they should not be, of course, if you've got people in charge of you that are communists, they will cause you to be more lenient. No, you need to be stronger. My dear policeman, everywhere, you need to talk to your superior. We need to be stronger, not angry. You have to learn that to be angry is to be programmed to play that role of appeasement, which is how the enemy will take control of your country. They'll take control of you individually. They'll take control of your whole life. One person can do it to another. But in a chain gang, doing unto others what was done unto you is opposite to do unto others as you would have them do unto you. You can read that passage and feel very pleased with yourself. You can remember it all, but it doesn't mean anything to you. Those few words I gave you is because you only got two choices, both wrong. You cannot make a right decision unless you are enlightened. And there are enlightened people, but the trouble with enlightened people, they are looked at with disdain by the people unenlightened. So your parents, you're smarter when you were born than your parents. When you're 4 years old, you're smarter, more intuitive. You know, you can see clearly what's wrong. But your parents can't see it. They just think they just need to teach you everything and program you and then to bring you up. No. No, that's not true. But the point is, if you can't let go of your own parents, what they've done to you, if you can't let go of them, which is your problem, then you will stay in that state. So if you can see you're standing in your parents' shoes, whatever parents it is, if you're standing in the parents' shoes or trying to be the opposite to the weakling or opposite to the bully, then the opposite is also just as bad. Looking for love in all the wrong places is just as bad as being a bully, because that's where you'll be. You'll end up, you know, emboldening a bully, because that's all where you're worth. You're not worth anything else. We had one caller today in the first hour. I made her understand that. She felt unworthy. She was molested, and therefore she stays with this man because she feels unworthy, and it's all she can get. I talked to her out of that, and she's going to be fine. But you see, unless a person like myself comes along and says these dastardly things that nobody wants to talk about. The money is given to people who know how to control people, like the media. Media is well funded by the enemies of our country. That's why you've got to be very, very careful, because the media is dangerous to you. Okay. All right. We're almost finished with this program today. Almost finished with this hour. And I would really like to help you with that inexpensive, because it's so inexpensive it doesn't cost anything. It's called, that you can go to the Antidote for All website. So the 7-minute meditation is there like no other. It has no religious content. Zero. But it leads you to the truth that will set you free. Whatever that truth is, it trying to whisper to you that Roy Masters is right, or the other side says he's crazy. See? So, all of you are entangled with this, and some of you love teasing people. Some of the people have been programmed to bully you. They are appeasers to bullies in politics. So when you look at Roseburg, and what's the other place I mentioned a few minutes ago? Baltimore. When you look at that, you see that there are money forces, and behind the kinds of people who have been elected to create dissension. And this country is falling apart, and you're losing your freedoms because you do not know how to deal with pressure. That makes it rolled up in a ball. You do not know how to deal with pressure. which is temptation. Temptation intimidates. Intimidation is being programmed. When you intimidate, you are upset. Now, I'm going to give you a little test before we finish here. How many of you are being upset right now? All right. So, I'm going to give you a suggestion. You're going to come back to this program hating it or loving it. See? But you make up your mind you're not going to ever listen to me again. But I would suggest to you that your anger has let me put that into your head, and no matter what you do, sooner or later, even if it's after I'm gone, you will look for me. You know, on Sunday, this Sunday coming, I'm going to give a lecture. I forget the title of it, but I'll just try to make something up, which is pretty close. It is How to Kill the Entity, the Evil Entity in Your Adversary. How to Kill the Bad. How to prevent it from getting to you so that your goodness will affect and not be affected by the badness, to make it simple terms. So this is what I want to happen. But it can't happen till you be still and know who you are. The light will shine on you. And then you'll say, oh, I see that. I never saw that before. And if you're happy to see it, it goes away. If I say happy, I don't want to destroy the word happy. But I don't think you know what happy is. You make a lot of money, you feel happy. You get $1 billion, you'll be happy. No, it's not that kind of happiness. Grateful is a word better. If you're grateful, see, for the light that will come in when you sit still in a proper way, and it's nothing to do with stopping your thinking or doing mantras, nothing like that. Nothing like you've ever seen before. It's great simplicity. Great simplicity. I'm not asking you to do hardly anything. Just to be still. And what happens is you get disconnected from your monkey brain, your animal brain. The problem is being tangled up in your emotional thinking. The spirit that could command a better view of things, to put it mildly, to give you an intuitive look into the world and see things before they happen. Where the animal only has seeing, not perceiving. You have the extra thing of perceiving. But that's gone. And even if it isn't gone, you'll still know it, and it will follow you like the hound of heaven as a conscience, and perhaps as the enemy. And thinking of the conscience and the anxiety it gives you, you think of it as the enemy. And then you think the drug pusher, whether he's, you know, whether he's legal or illegal, is your savior, relief. Don't need to be relieved by anything, eating, drinking, anything. You need to bear your pain. But you cannot bear it by struggling with it. And you can't stop struggling with it because it's all you have until you have redemption. And redemption comes from being still. But then it means this being still, meaning you're not caught up in the windmill of your mind. See that? Your mind is circular. It goes round and round. And sometimes the same old thing comes back over and over and over again. Music, you put music into your head, instead of being able to see your problem, you all you hear is music, and that can relieve you. You can whistle to it and dance to it, but it's all designed to distract you from all your hobbies, even your hobbies, everything. You can have hobbies, you can have music, you never, but they cannot be distractions. And if you turn them into distractions, you become inflicted. Your infliction, the inflicted behavior is increased every time you look for approval, every time you look to music, drugs, alcohol, sex. If these things are converted into forgetfulness, into giving you a sense of worth that's worthless, then you will hold on to that sense of worth or become worthless without knowing why. So you can commit suicide because you lose all your money. Bang, everything becomes evident, self-evident. Being drunk is like going to church. You can feel guilty for not going to church. It's not any different from not feeling guilty for not being angry and feeling guilty for not getting drink, being deprived of drinking or drugs. You get very angry if you can't get your drugs. And you do anything, steal, murder, anything to take the pain, to give you a sense of worth. Worthless. Worthless worth. Worthless worth. My dear friends, I've said what I can. It's very difficult on my own. But I try to make it over and over again, presenting it in different ways. And maybe tomorrow you will think about some of these things that I say to you and go to my website and give me a donation to the foundation. We are exactly the same status and as the Catholic Church, 501c3. That is the highest a religious group can have to be legitimately called a religion. But you see the difference between me and everybody else. You'll only, when you see my Sunday morning conversations, you'll see 30 people there. And there are sort of stragglers that, you know, older people who is taking a little extra time to overcome the problem. But you will see a very interesting drama taking place there. I suggest you go to my website, fhu.com, and make an appointment to see it Sunday. Now, next Sunday, it will go on for the whole week, so you can actually don't have to see it on Sunday, but I suggest you see it on Sunday because it's a Sunday morning thing I do, like religion, but it's not quite like religion. I'm going to give you back to your Creator. I'm going to show you how it's done. I'm going to sneak into the corners of everybody's mind, and you watch how things happen, how quickly. Watch the exorcism. Watch what I do using hypnotic states to get in, but then to lead them to the place where they were lost. But the hypnosis then has done its job. The address of the foundation, Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. And if you, listen, we only have a little while before we lose our country and all the shenanigans going on, it's not going to do it. And we hope that we get a good, you know, new president, but you got another year to go, more than a year to go, and a lot of bad things can happen. You need to learn to stand up for yourself, my friends, and stop drinking and drugs and all the bad people behind that, keeping making a living off your dying. Thank you very much. I'm not going to be terribly popular because you may love all those things better than God. God help you.